Track 4, and more news. Dawlish seawall repairs make good progress. Engineers working on repairs to Dawlish seawall say they are making good progress. Repair work is needed to the old seawall footpath between Dawlish and Dawlish Warren after storm damage earlier this year. It is hoped the stretch between Dawlish Coast Guard's breakwater and Rockstone Bridge could reopen as soon as the 11th of April. The full stretch between Dawlish and Langston / Red Rock is expected to reopen on the early May bank holiday weekend of Saturday the 2nd of May. A spokesman for the South West Rail Resilience Programme said, "However, these dates depend on the weather and we may not meet them if there are any further storms. In the meantime, the footpath remains closed to keep everyone safe. Please don't attempt to climb over the gates. Thanks for your continued support and patience."
Rescue pony seeking a new home. Southwest Equine Rescue Charity, the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, is seeking a loving new home at long last for a grey moorland pony called Alan. To the surprise of his dedicated care team, this gentle, peanut butter loving pony has been patiently waiting on the charity's rehoming list for more than 450 days. The charity's sanctuary at home rehoming scheme places rescued horses and ponies with approved carers on a long-term loan basis, while the sanctuary retains ownership. Carers give the horse or pony a loving day-to-day home life while having access to expert advice, support and guidance from the sanctuary's welfare and rehoming team. This means each pony enjoys individual attention in a home environment and the sanctuary can free up space at its site to help more equines in need. The 17-year-old companion pony, Alan, is described as sweet, curious and quietly confident once he knows and trusts his handler. His care team at the sanctuary's Yelverton Moorland Rescue Facility says he loves long walks in the lanes, can't get enough of peanut butter, and enjoys following them around the yard. Alan's assigned handler at the sanctuary, Mihai Holloway, said, "Alan would make an amazing pony for the right carer. He's such a sweet soul. You often hear people say that if a rescued animal hasn't been rehomed, there must be a reason. But that's definitely not the case with Alan. He and I have really a lovely connection, and he seems to know me when I need him to be there for me. He's such a reassuring presence. He's good for the vet, he stands nicely for the farrier with a hay net, and we've done a lot of training, so we really understand his needs. It's so sad to see him being overlooked every month, and we don't understand it. We all feel it's time he found a happy home and can benefit from one-to-one care with someone who wants to learn and grow alongside him. He has so much love to give, and whoever rehomes him will be very lucky." Jenna Goldby, the sanctuary's head of welfare, said, "Ponies like Alan can transform the lives of the horses they live with, as well as the people who care for them. We are specialists in training and preparing ponies for rehoming, and we understand their needs and the benefits and joy they bring into people's lives. Non-ridden ponies can be incredibly rewarding for someone looking for a close relationship, daily purpose, and the chance to learn new skills alongside a pony. We feel it's a privilege to care for ponies like Alan, and we hope someone will recognise that and give him the future he deserves." Details about Alan are available on the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's website.
10 arrests made for the fatal five. Policing teams carried out proactive patrols in Torquay, Paignton, Newton Abbot and Kingsbridge last week. The operation led to the arrest of 10 people in relation to fatal five driving offences. The fatal five include driving while distracted, speeding, driving without a seatbelt, drink drug driving, and being unfit to drive. Around 98% of collisions are caused by human error, with only 2% caused by unavoidable issues such as mechanical failure. During the operations, officers carried out 36 vehicle stops. Police recorded 6 drink driving offences, 3 drug driving offences, 3 positive drug wipes, 5 positive breath tests, and officers seized 2 vehicles as part of the operation. The Special Constabulary focused on speeding motorists in the Sheldon area, with 27 drivers over the threshold, with the top speed in the 20-mile-an-hour limit being 49 miles an hour. Chief Inspector Simeon Bayliss, local policing in South Devon, said, "This was a very successful night, with plenty of positive engagement with drivers. Whilst we know the majority of road users drive safely and abide by laws, it is disappointing to see this many people suspected of breaking the law and taking unnecessary risks while behind the wheel. Every year, we see families' lives torn apart by the selfish minority who get behind the wheel and commit these fatal 5 offences, with zero regard for their own safety or the safety of others. We will continue to work with our partners to target offenders and reduce the number of people killed and seriously injured on our roads. Anyone concerned about another driver's behaviour can report by calling 101. Information can also be shared anonymously with Crime Stoppers by calling 0800 555 111. That's 0800 555 111.
Mayor delighted to reopen home. The Mayor of Bovey Tracy has said she was delighted to reopen a care home in the town. Councillor Sheila Brooke recently cut the ribbon at Tracy House Residential Home. Councillor Brooke also welcomed its first resident, June. Councillor Brooke said, "We are very fortunate the home will continue to serve our community, with owners committed to keeping residents connected locally. It was heartwarming to see local nursery children playing in the garden with the residents on opening day, something that will now happen regularly. On behalf of Bovey Tracy Town Council, I wish the owners, staff and residents every happiness and success. A weekly lunch club runs at the home on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. It is open to all but limited to 8 places.